Tonight we have the number one income earner in all of Ambit Energy. This man has a six-figure weekly income from what he started back in 2006. He's teaching us a new methodology that has brought him out of semi-retirement, even in Ambit. I hope you're ready for it. Please welcome founding national consultant, and for the first time in 8 years, I'm actually doing the call in the same room with him. Please welcome Brian McClure.
Yeah, that is kind of weird, isn't it, big guy?
I don't have to say, Brian, are you there? I'm looking at you.
I know. You think about it, 8 years is as close as we've been and as many things as we've done together. We've never done the call in the same room. That's
never
pretty amazing.
Together.
Hey, I appreciate the kind words, Bear, and welcome everybody to the call. You know, I want to talk to you tonight about a little bit about Ambit Energy. You know, I hear people talking about, you know what the system that we've had for years has worked and don't change. And you know, I just want to address that by saying we're not changing anything. This isn't a change. This is a shift. And there's this distinct difference, you know, for those people that really understand network marketing, they really understand the difference between a change and a shift. And when a shift occurs, what I can tell you is that network marketing doesn't do well with a whole lot of change. You know, anytime there's a change, people sit back, they reeducate themselves, they kind of press the pause button, they want to learn everything that they have to learn about that change, you know, whether they're changing a marketing plan or a change in this or a change in that. And I just want to be really clear that for those of us that really, really understand network marketing intuitively and to the core, that we understand this is a shift. There's no change. Let me tell you what hasn't changed. The dynamics of our business have not changed. You know, when you can go to somebody, and by dynamics what I mean is that, you know, we talk about the mechanics, you know, and the mechanics are the marketing plan, that sort of thing. None of that's changed either. The mechanics are basically the same, you know, and the dynamics are the same. The dynamics are the human behavior, because human behavior that's rewarded is repeated. Human behavior that's not rewarded is not repeated. And so what happens is that you look at the five dynamics that we have. Number one, we market our product or our service, that being electricity and natural gas, to the consumer at below retail. You know, most network marketing companies, most direct selling companies, it's retail plus $8 bottle of vitamin C or a multivitamin that you can go buy at Walmart for $3 or $4. So it's retail plus to garner enough revenue to pay out the distribution for. So we market our service at below retail. Dynamic number one. Dynamic number two is everybody already uses our service, and this hasn't changed either. You know, not only do you use the service, but your grandparents, your parents use the service, your grandparents use it, your great-great-grandparents, your great-great-great-grandparents, and probably your great-great-great-great-great-grandparents used electricity and natural gas in their home. And guess what? Your children, when they get their own home, are going to do the same thing. Your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, your great-great-grandchildren, your great-great-great-grandchildren. In other words, it's a product that's unconsciously purchased and habitually used. So everybody already uses the service, whereas in most other direct selling companies, you've got to convince somebody that by ingesting this particular juice or vitamin or applying this sort of makeup or beauty aid or something like that, that it's something they need. It's something different. There's none of that here. No product education, which is the third point, is we don't have to educate anybody. You know, if I'm in a nutritional company and I've got to educate somebody about how the weight loss product works, or, you know, how the bone and joint pain relief works, or the sleeping product, or whatever it is, you know, here I can do product training right now. It's electricity and natural gas, so none of that has changed in our business either. The fourth thing is we don't sell anything. When we sign up a consumer, we don't ask for any money. We don't have to get their credit card, get a check from them, or anything like that. And so the bottom line is that hasn't changed either. You know, we simply go to the internet, we fill out the form, we click submit. A third-party verification company gets in touch with them, verifies that they want the service, and next time their meter is read, they get put on the service. So nothing's changed there either. And then the fifth thing is that we don't change the way the consumer buys the product. You know, in most direct selling companies, you get on some sort of auto ship. It's $50, $75, $100 a month, whatever it is. If there's a little economic hiccup or the opportunity doesn't turn out to what you think that it might have been when you joined the business, you just simply quit ordering the product. You know, you've got a garage full of it and you don't need any more. So you stop the auto ship. Ask yourself this: when's the last time you stopped the auto ship of electricity and or natural gas? You know, think about it. Have you called up your incumbent and say, hey, I no longer want electricity in my home or my business? You know, it just doesn't happen, right? So the bottom line is our dynamics have not changed. Our compensation plan hasn't changed. The customer support and consultant support hasn't changed. Nothing has changed in our business. However, there has been a dramatic shift. A dramatic shift that absolutely is not only going to revolutionize the way we do business, but the way that other direct selling companies will do business as well. And that shift is really, really subtle, and it's really, really simple. The bottom line in our business is previous to the implementation of the shift is when we talk to somebody and they said maybe, you know, they wanted to think about or talk to their husband and their wife or whatever the deal may be. In other words, they didn't join our business and say yes, and they didn't say no, I absolutely don't want to do the business. And then we sign them up as a customer. That hasn't changed either. But it's when they say maybe. And before, the way it would work is when they would say maybe, we would get a written list. That hasn't changed either. So as you can see, not a whole lot has changed here. I haven't talked about a change yet because there isn't one. There's just a shift. And here's the shift. You see, in other words, rather than trying to get the written list with respect to who they may know that want to go out and do the business and make money with Ambit Energy, the simple distinction, the simple shift is now we're getting a written list of people that they know that want to save money on their electricity or their natural gas. And folks, what's being found unequivocally, not a single person that has implemented the shift has found anything other than this. More people are willing to give you the written list of people that will want to save money on their electricity or their natural gas than they are about you going and trying to convince somebody to invest and get involved in a business opportunity. And so with that, what happens is that you just sit down with them and gather some customers with them. You know, a lot of times they've gotten into the business, they paid the $100. Other times they haven't. That's no different than it was before either. You know, if and again, no change there. If what happened before was somebody said, well, yeah, I know my Uncle Bob that may be interested in getting in the business, then you didn't say, well, you've got to join the business and get involved as a consultant before we can go talk to Uncle Bob. You went and talked to Uncle Bob, and if Uncle Bob said yes to the business, that's what got the other person in the business. So nothing's changed there either. You know, it's you're basically just going to go talk to somebody about saving money on their electricity. And at the end of what we call smiling and dialing, that person has a decision to make, and that is whether they want to get in the business or not. But what we're finding is that about 50% of the customers that they've just signed up, when you properly implement the shift, are interested in becoming a consultant. When's the last time you sat down and talked to half the people that you talked to wanted to become a consultant in Ambit Energy? And we've got some people, we've got ECs that are really implementing the shift and putting Star Wars numbers up, numbers that they're making more in their weekly check than they did in 2 previous months' weekly checks combined, 8 weekly checks combined, 4 weekly checks combined. I mean, the explosion of money that's flowing to the people that are using the shift is incredible. And again, it's not a change, it's just simply a shift to get a written list of names and then sit down with that person and smile and dial and equate all that in a shift in the way we communicate. The only other shift that involved is that we communicate in a language that they understand. So I want you to think back to when you were a prospect in Ambit Energy. And if somebody sat down with you and started talking about, now you know nothing about Ambit Energy, you know that, you know, it's possibly marketing electricity, but you know, you haven't seen the business presentation, you don't know anything about anything. And somebody sits down and starts barking out a naming convention that you're just totally familiar with. And that naming convention, what I'm talking about here, is MC, RC, SC, EC, NC, Team Builder Bonus, Fast Start Bonus, 526, Residual Income, Bands, Codes. None of that makes any sense to anybody that's looking at the business for the first time. But what does make sense is when you tell somebody that they can make approximately $100 an hour by just saving people money on their electric bill, that makes total sense to people. You know, if you do the math on that at $100 an hour working 40 hours a week and 52 weeks out of the year, it's a little over $200,000. How many people do you know make $200,000? And how many people do you know that do make $200 or even more that wouldn't mind making an extra couple hundred thousand? You see, the bottom line is that we're just communicating to them in a way that they understand. Everybody understands an hourly basis. So again, the shift is real simple. The shift with no change in the way we do the business is we're going to acquire A numbers instead of C numbers and sit down and smile and dial, and then we're going to show them how long that took, and if it took an hour or less, or if it took an hour to gather three customers, then they just made $100 for an hour investment of their time. And then we're going to simply explain to them that every time they can cause that to happen for somebody, they're going to get a matching bonus, and they're going to make $100 for helping that person get started in the business as well. So, again, the shift being that we're not going after C numbers, we're going after A numbers. What's going to happen is you're going to find a lot more people willing to open up their sphere of influence for you to go talk to customers about being saving money on their electricity versus going and talking to somebody and trying to convince them to spend a bunch of money getting involved in a business opportunity. And then the other shift that has occurred here is that the people that you do talk to, you know, and get involved as customers. So let's say Bear and I, you know, sit down and we gather four or five customers for Bear. That, you know, what's going to happen is that when we call that person back to third-party verify them, we're just going to ask them a real simple question. Just say, you know, I don't know if you're interested, but, you know, Bear talking to Mary, his friend that just signed up as a customer. But, Mary, I sat down with my friend Brian, and he showed me here by you becoming a customer and a couple other people that, you know, mean a lot to me just like you do becoming a customer, where I made $125 in an hour of just by saving people money on their electricity and natural gas. And, Mary, I don't know if you're interested, but if you may know somebody interested that can earn that kind of money by just referring a few electric customers and saving them some money just like I did with you, I'd love for you to refer them to me, and I'd have the opportunity, Brian and I'd come over and sit down and do the same thing Brian did with me this evening and show them how it works. Folks, it's that simple. And we're finding that about 50% of the people say, well, I'd be interested in that. Well, guess what? It's make an appointment. You go over there, you smile and dial with them. You know, you got another consultant. You know, I'm not going to go into all the details of that we do during the shift training, but, you know, I do a three-hour training. And, folks, let me tell you about the impact. You know, a couple of years ago, I announced from the stage, and everybody that ever came and saw me speak, whether it be at Power Trip or otherwise, that I was no longer personally enrolling people into Ambit Energy. You know, our son Travis was in his senior year of high school. Betsy and I were getting ready to become empty nesters. And the bottom line was that, you know, I was making a ton of money. And there's a responsibility when you enroll somebody into the business, particularly prior to the shift. You know, it takes time to get a new person up and running and assimilated in. You know, I said, hey, you know, what I want to do is I want to help a whole bunch of ECs get to NC. You know, that's what would get me excited. And so, you know, I quit personally sponsoring. Well, folks, I'm here to tell you that I'm getting ready to personally sponsor new legs into this business. In fact, there was a gentleman came into Ambit Energy that made executive consulting in 6 months and wanted me to sponsor him, and you know, I encouraged him to be sponsored by somebody else just because I wasn't willing to go and do the in-homes and do what it took. And of course, he lived, you know, halfway across the country, so it wasn't in Texas, and I did what was best for that person. And what I can tell you folks is that I absolutely unequivocally was turning away people and referring them to other people in my business to go and recruit. Well, when you make the kind of money that I do, and you sit down and you understand the shifts, and people that really understand direct selling, you know, understand, again, this isn't nothing to do with change. What it has to do with, it has to do with a shift. And if you can understand the dynamics between small shifts, you typically get incremental increases in your business. Maybe you can get 5% more of the people to look at your opportunity than you did before. You know, this is not that incremental increase. We're seeing people, again, doing 3, 4, 5 times the weekly money that they were doing. We're seeing people, instead of struggling to get somebody 3 customers, or in Texas, 2 customers, instead of struggling to do that, getting them done on the 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th day, they're getting them done in a lot of instances before they ever joined the business. I don't know if y'all were on the call a couple of weeks ago. We had EC Tony Procopio on the call, and he was talking about he was getting 8 people and 12 people to be that new person's customers, that the customer count was exploding in his organization. You see, one of the subtleties and one of the shifts that's occurred too, and tell me this isn't a fantastic shift, is in order for you to sign up customers on your website and transfer them down into your organization, you have to have at least 21 customers. I recommend at least 25 in case you have one or two that fall off as you're out building the business. Well, guess what? What's happening is people are getting in, they're learning how to gather customers. In the first sitting, they're typically getting 5, 7, in some instances 10 and 12 customers, okay? And then they understand how to get customers. In fact, they're going out and helping the people that are getting involved in the business so that they can make additional money, gather customers. So what they're doing is they're gathering their customers. Well, in the past, if you think about our business in the past, it was like get 5 customers so you can promote to regional consultant. Then it was, okay, as people told you no to the business, you know, you need to end up land at 10 by the time you become a senior. And we didn't ever really worry about jumpstart 1, 2, 3, and 4. Well, folks, what if somebody gets into your business, and because you've empowered them and helped them gather customers, they know how to do that. They go and get 22, 25, 26 customers because they want to be able to go help the people they get involved in the business, electronically enter customers. What have they done? First off, they've qualified for all the money in Ambit Energy. Never happened to brand new people before. It's happening day in and day out now. Number two, they've qualified for free energy. So the business opportunity, the opportunity to get free energy, hits them a lot earlier versus a lot later, and they start to see the power of that money roll into their or stay in their bank accounts very, very early on. And the other thing is that as your business grows, the number of customers and residual amount of money would grow. What I can tell you is if this shift occurred when I started the business, you know, instead of making, you know, $250,000 on a monthly basis in residual income, I'd be making over $1 million a month in residual income. In fact, it may be well over $1 million a month in residual income because the customer count increase has been that dramatic. Everybody that's taking advantage of the shift is seeing it, and the money is flowing, because the last thing I want to hit you with is this, is 100% of the people that get into the business gather customers. They gather good quality customers, and guess what? When that starts to happen, the money starts to hit the field. And guess what? It doesn't hit it 5 or 6 or 7 weeks later like it does when they wait until the 28th day. It hits it within a week, 2 weeks. The money starts to hit the field, the $100, the $200, the $300 starts to hit the field. And, folks, the thing absolutely explodes. Everybody's making money. Everybody's happy. No one's worried about this or that or the other thing. And you are able to shift into momentum. And I want to close the call tonight talking about momentum. The most elusive thing in direct selling is momentum. You know, you get somebody started, they're excited, life gets in the way, they go away. You get somebody else started, they're excited, life gets in the way, they go away. you know, they don't ever quit the business. They just quit working the business. You know, how many people have you gotten involved in your business? If you've been in the business any time at all, or person's excited, you know, maybe it took them a month or 2 months or 3 or 6 months or a year to promote to regional consultant. And then all of a sudden you just don't see them at the meetings anymore. They quit coming to the trainings. They're just not involved in the business anymore. And they just kind of acquiesce out of the business. Folks, that doesn't happen in the shift. We've got people making regional consultant in 2 days, 3 days, 4 days. You know, if somebody has the time to go out and do the smile and dials and get people involved, they're getting promoted very, very quickly. Now, not everybody has the time. You know, somebody gets involved, they get their customers coming out of the gate, and, you know, might be another 3 or 4 days or a week before they're able to go meet with somebody else. But guess what? The business is building so much faster than it did in the past. It's not even funny, and everybody, 100% of the people are getting paid. And I tell you, to say I'm excited about it, you know, judge me on what I do, not what I say I'm going to do. I'm going back to work, folks. I'm putting some direct lines in because I believe that in the heart of hearts, then I can start sometime post-ambition. I'm going to start working now. The reason I'm working now and the reason you should work the hardest in your ambit business during the summer is simple. You're able to get more people to ambition. The more people to ambition, the more explosion comes out of your cannon. The more people that get excited coming out of ambition, the more money you're going to make. And I tell you, I'm going to work really, really hard. I'm going to put some new legs in my business. I'm going to get more people to ambition than I would have if I hadn't done that otherwise. Coming out of ambition, the shift is going to be in full gear, and what's going to happen is people that are doing it, you can't overcome the testimonies. Hey, let me tell you something right now. There's people that are going to resist us because they're resisting change. Well, my word to them is this isn't change, and don't resist a shift, okay? Don't resist something that is dramatically not only going to increase your business, but is going to increase their business as well. And let me tell you, you know, I didn't just arbitrarily come up with this and release it. We put it in a test group for months. The announcement that allowed the shift to occur happened the last weekend of January, and it wasn't until April 3rd. So that's February, March. That was you know, about 8 or 9 weeks of heavy test marketing to absolutely unequivocally verify that this thing worked, and the response in that test market, the results that came out of that blew me away, and I had very high expectations. It was greater than what I had even envisioned. We announced it on the April 3rd call. I've gone on tour. Now we've got ECs in the business that have seen that it's working for them and their business, that are going out and training it, and what I can tell you is it has nothing, zero to do with change. It has everything to do with a shift, a very, very simple shift. Instead of getting C numbers, we're now asking people so we can get A numbers. And by doing that, people are understanding how simple the business is, and those A numbers are turning into C numbers. Very, very simple. And I'll tell you, the problem that you're going to have in this business is finding enough time to go out and do the smile and dials. That's why it's so important that from minute one that you talk to them about the matching bonuses paid to the person who goes out and helps that new person that maybe hasn't even gotten into the business to smile and dial. And so the bottom line is that person that you just put into the business that you smiled and dialed with, you're going to go with them maybe one more time, maybe two more times, and you're going to help them smile and dial with somebody that typically was one of their customers on the list. And after that, they're often doing it on their own. So, you know, the biggest thing that, you know, if there's a negative, it's that we're so used to in the system that we've operated under, we're so used to working with that person and continuing to do in-homes and continuing to do two-on-ones and one-on-ones for them and nurturing that person. You don't have to do it in this shift, folks. Bottom line is that you duplicate so much faster, and we are in a business of duplication. I can tell you that to say I'm excited is an understatement. You know, I feel like I'm just blabbing tonight because, you know, I can't even explain the difference. This is not a small incremental increase. This is a several times increase for people that are going out and doing it. You know, it's kind of like eating food. You know, if you're right-handed and you eat with your right hand your whole life, and all of a sudden you switch and somebody says, hey, eat left-handed, you know, you're still eating food, you're still nourishing your body, nothing's really changed. You just made a shift, and that shift is instead of using your right hand, you're using your left hand. Very subtle. But it's a little awkward. It's a little bit different. And so what I can tell you is it's going to be a little bit different. The shift is you know, again, just switching hands, okay? Switching from going for C numbers to going to A numbers and going out and actually helping people gather the customers. So with that, Bear, I'm going to turn it back to you. I hope I see each and every one of you on the Texas tour. I'm going to be back up north. I'm going to be back in Texas. I'm going to be on tour the entire month of August, several tour dates that we'll be setting up and some more later in July. So I hope you come out to the training. And once ambition has happened, folks, I'm not going to be doing the training anymore. I'm going to be in there smiling and dialing with new legs in my business and causing an additional $20,000 to $30,000 a week to come into my household. God bless you all, Bear. Let's open it back up and let everybody say good night.